the small group of this Bhakti Sangha, Japa group, and every day morning from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock EST timings, we have Japa. And every day we have, then after the Japa, 7:30, we have Srimad Bhagavatam class by various different wonderful speakers. And then from 10 to 11 EST timings, also we have Japa session that you all must have noticed. And from 11 to 12, then we have Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. In the evening, we have lots of kids session. And we have been taking up this task for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and the pleasure of their lordships for past 8 to 9 years and have been successfully grown. So would really request all of you, you know, the link is there on the chat box. If you all want to join our WhatsApp group and want to participate in this wonderful sessions, you know, we'll be really happy to welcome you all. So thank you all so much. I'm really, you know, indebted to each and every one of you for showing your enthusiasm and joining this call. So without further ado, now I would sincerely and humbly hand over this call to Amarendra Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for accepting our request and coming on this call. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for kindly...
Prabhu, you are on mute, I think so.
No, Mataji. Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, sorry. I am actually worth only being on mute.
No, no, but, Prabhu, please don't say that.
Somehow it is on unmute. but very grateful for this opportunity. Speaking Chaitanya Charitamrit is the privilege of every Gaudiya Vaishnav or aspiring Gaudiya Vaishnav. As we know, Bhagavad Gita is commented upon even by those who are beyond the four Vaishnav Sampradayas, even those who are Brahmavadis or Mayavadis, they also comment on the Bhagavad Gita. But Srimad Bhagavatam is specifically Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. It is basically commented upon by the Acharyas from the four Vaishnav Sampradayas. So Bhagavad Gita is universally accepted by everyone. And Srimad Bhagavatam gets even more laser beamed to only the Vaishnav Sampradayas. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is the heartbeat of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So I am very, very privileged and honored to speak something about Sriman Mahaprabhu and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's magnum opus, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada's gift to the whole world, the English translation of the Bengali work of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So the honor and privilege is mine. Thank you so much, Matajis. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauru Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. His Grace Shruta Kirti Prabhu, in a book called as What's the Difficulty, has shared a very beautiful pastime with which I would like to start the discussion today. Prabhuji was explaining in one of his short articles in that book of his memories of Srila Prabhupada that in his personal service to Srila Prabhupada and travel with Srila Prabhupada, although Prabhu was young, he would get tired. And it was difficult to catch up with Srila Prabhupada's constant services. Srila Prabhupada would be beyond jet lag and influence of time. So even Prabhupada in his old age would be working at the same clock cycle. And Shruta Kirti Prabhu one day, it so happened that he was resting during the day. And Srila Prabhupada called for him and said, "What were you doing?" And he immediately got up from his sleep and offered his obeisances, rubbing his eyes. And Prabhupada said, "What were you doing?" And he said, "I was just taking some rest, Srila Prabhupada. My body is a little tired and jet-lagged." Srila Prabhupada said, "Sleeping? I don't sleep. I am old, but I am not sleeping." And very humbly, but honestly, Shruta Kirti Prabhu said, "Prabhupada, you're so exalted. You're transcendental. I find it very difficult to catch up with your spirit of youth and your zeal and enthusiasm to preach." So Prabhupada said, "So why don't you chant and read all day, which will keep you active?" So Shruta Kirti Prabhu said, "Unfortunately, I don't even have so much taste to read and hear and chant all day. But Prabhupada, I will appreciate if you can give me some physical practical service so that that will keep me awake." Prabhupada said, "Sure." Prabhupada called for another devotee and said that with this dictaphone, I am translating Srimad Bhagavatam. Why don't you keep another dictaphone in another room? What I will do is I will start dictating Chaitanya Charitamrita parallelly. So in this room, I will dictate Srimad Bhagavatam. And there I will dictate Chaitanya Charitamrita in that room. And whatever I dictate, Shruta Kirti Prabhu can type it out. So Prabhupada told Shruta Kirti Prabhu, "Would that be okay? Would that keep you awake and active?" Shruta Kirti Prabhu said, "Yes, Prabhupada, this is great. You're starting a service just to engage me. I'm very, very grateful." So one dictaphone was kept in another room. And Srila Prabhupada, the next day, he went to that room and he dictated portions of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then so his daily activities continued. Immediately Shruta Kirti Prabhu went into the room, he heard and he started typing everything, and he felt very nice that to keep me in the service of Krishna, to keep me away from lethargy, Prabhupada has invented, or he has started a new engagement, a new service, a new project, just to take care of one disciple. So he felt a personal connection and reciprocation from Srila Prabhupada. But the interesting thing is Prabhupada was so occupied with so many activities. He was so busy that was the only time Prabhupada actually dictated in the other room. Next day onwards, he couldn't have the time. So Shruta Kirti Prabhu was saying, "Prabhupada did not have time, but he still, for me, dictated one day at least. Because if he had time, he would have done more. But he was so preoccupied with so many tasks and projects that Prabhupada could not do it again." So that one service that Shruta Kirti Prabhu got for one day, he typed it out. But it left an imprint in his heart that's how much the spiritual master loves the disciple. But it so happened, now they continued to travel. This was in Los Angeles. And after a few years, they came back to Los Angeles. And Shruta Kirti Prabhu told Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, do you remember last time we were here and I was resting and just to engage me during the daytime, you dictated Chaitanya Charitamrita, but after that you couldn't get time. Do you remember?" Prabhupada said, "Yes, I remember." And then Shruta Kirti Prabhu said, "Srila Prabhupada, you have done so much for me. Please tell me what will please you." Srila Prabhupada looked at Shruta Kirti Prabhu and said, "This Chaitanya Charitamrita is a gift of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So what will please me the most is study this Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely and give classes on Chaitanya Charitamrita. This will please me the most. This is found in the book. What's the difficulty?" So I want to congratulate the organizers of this call, because this is certainly very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, where Bhagavatam is spoken in the morning and Chaitanya Charitamrita is spoken in the mid-morning. Because Prabhupada said, if you study this book systematically and you speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita, this will please me the most. So daily systematic verses are chosen by different speakers, and then classes are arranged. So I wanted to start the class with this gratitude. Thank you so much. So I have been asked to speak on Antalila Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 6, entitled Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting Raghunath Das Goswami. So I'll quickly offer a prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for those who have joined the call for the first time, who have no idea what is happening in the previous days, I will quickly recap this chapter and then we will start reading from today's section. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So Chaitanya Charitamrita has Adilila, Madhyalila and Antalila. And this has 62 chapters, all inclusive. 17 chapters in Adilila, 25 chapters in Madhyalila, and 20 chapters in Antalila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are also divided very wonderfully by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We can find the Adilila talking about the first half of Mahaprabhu's life. And then after that, the Madhyalila starts with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travel. At the age of 24, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And from the age of 24 to 30, for 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled. So this 6 years of travel in Chaitanya Charitamrita is spanning over 25 chapters of Madhyalila. Very, very interesting. The whole Chaitanya Charitamrita has 11,555 verses, of which Madhyalila has about 6,000 verses. So what was 6 years of Mahaprabhu's travel was 6,000 verses of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And after that, at the age of 30, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retires to Jagannath Puri. And for the next 18 years in his life, so first 24 years in Grihastha life, and at the age of 24, taking sannyas, next 6 years up to the age of 30, Mahaprabhu is traveling. And then at the age of 30, Mahaprabhu retires at Neelachal Dham, Jagannath Puri, for the next 18 years. Of which the first 6 years, Mahaprabhu is publicly found in the Rath Yatra festival up to the age of 36. After that, in the last 12 years, from 36 to 48, Mahaprabhu goes very deep in his mood of ecstasy with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai around him, singing very beautiful verses and songs and compositions of great acharyas like Bilba Mangala Thakur and Jayadev Goswami. So that is found in the Antalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this chapter, which is chapter 6, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaks about the glories of Raghunath Das Goswami. As we know, there are the 6 prominent Goswamis of Vrindavan: Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. These are the Echaye Goshaye Kori Charana Vandan Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. By worshipping the 6 Goswamis, all of our spiritual desires are fulfilled and all of the obstacles and roadblocks for progress on spiritual path are all uprooted. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has a very special connection to Raghunath Das Goswami out of the 6 Goswamis. Because Raghunath Das Goswami on the banks of Radhakund spoke Gaur Leela Katha for 3 hours every day. Chaitanya Leela Ratnasar is Swarupera Bhandar Teho Thoila Raghunathera Kante. It has been described that the pastimes of Mahaprabhu are like a treasure box. Chaitanya Leela Ratnasar, it is the essence of all jewels. But this is the possession of Iha Swarupera Bhandar. Swarup Damodar Goswami, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the owner of this crest box or this chess box, this treasure box. He is the one who has the key. But what did he do? Teho Choila Raghunathera Kante. Swarup Damodar Goswami placed the nectar of Chaitanya Leela in the throat of Raghunath Das Goswami. And then when Raghunath Das Goswami spoke in Radhakund, every evening for 3 hours he spoke Gaur Leela Katha. That history is also very very famous and very prominent. That Raghunath Das Goswami, after spending 16 years, personal years of association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu spent 18 years in Jagannath Puri, of which 16 years Raghunath Das Goswami had personal association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami. After that, when Mahaprabhu, at the age of 48, he in 1534, he disappeared. Very soon after that, Swarup Damodar Goswami also disappeared. This was a double blow to the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami, because the two masters whom he served personally, they left. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he decides that I will place the Govardhan Shila that Mahaprabhu has given me back at Govardhan. And after climbing the hill, I will jump from there and give up my life, because I'm not able to live in this pangs of separation from Swarup Damodar Goswami and Sriman Mahaprabhu. When Raghunath Das Goswami walks all the way from Jagannath Puri and comes to Vrindavan, he meets Rupa and Sanatan. Sanatan Goswami holds the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami and he says that instead of giving up your life, what you should do is give life to those who are on the verge of departure. Those who live here in Radhakund, those who live here in Vrindavan, those who live here at Govardhan, who have never had opportunity to personally witness the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What you should do is you should sit here and speak about Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave you a Govardhan Shila and gave you Gunjamala. Govardhan Shila represents Krishna. Prabhu kahe ei Shila, Krishna kalevar. That this Govardhan is non-different from Krishna. And the Gunjamala represents Radhika, Radharani. So therefore, Mahaprabhu has given you Govardhan and very specifically he has given you Radharani. So at Govardhan, which means at Giriraj Govardhan, and Radharani meaning Radhakund, you should stay here at Radhakund and you should speak your personal experiences and also what you have heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami's Kadchas. Kadchas means his notebook. In the Antilila Chaitanya Charitamrit, Kaviraj Goswami explains that Swarup Damodar Goswami maintained a notebook and he wrote all the activities of Mahaprabhu on a daily basis. So whatever Raghunath Das Goswami personally witnessed and whatever Swarup Damodar Goswami also witnessed and shared with Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami said, now you should speak. So Raghunath Das Goswami would speak Gaur Leela Katha. And in that assembly of Gaur Leela Shrota Gan, listeners of that Gaur Leela Katha, was the celebrated Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard from Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami witnessed firsthand and also heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kaviraj Goswami pays complete gratitude to Raghunath Das Goswami who pays complete gratitude to Swarup Damodar Goswami who pays complete gratitude to Mahaprabhu. So when Kaviraj Goswami in his old age, he takes down notes of the katha that he heard from Raghunath Das Goswami. That is the 11,555 Bengali and Sanskrit verses put together of the epic celebrated work, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami, who was given the title of Kaviraj because of his unparalleled priceless work, Govinda Lilamrita, was requested by the Vaishnav community to write a very exalted work on Gaur Leela. And that is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in the Antilila chapter 6, where Kaviraj Goswami speaks about Raghunath Das Goswami, it is a very heart-wrenching subject because Kaviraj Goswami is paying gratitude to the Acharya whom he heard from. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has one more very wonderful style of presentation. That is, every chapter in his Adilila, Madhyalila, and Antilila, they all start, the chapter starts, the first verse of every chapter is a Sanskrit verse. And what is that Sanskrit verse? Kaviraj Goswami summarizes the whole chapter in one verse. and it is a Sanskrit composition. So that could be another study for those who like to study the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can collect the first verse, the first Sanskrit verse of every chapter, and that could be 50 plus verses to memorize in the personal memorization list of the key verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. If all the first verses are memorized, then one knows the synopsis of what is happening in each chapter. So in the sixth chapter of the Antalila, where Kaviraj Goswami is speaking about the glories of Raghunath Das Goswami, there he, in the start of this chapter, the first verse, he says, Kripa gunairya kugrihanda kupat udhretya bhangya Raghunath Dasam Nyasya swarupe vidadentarangam Shri Krishna Chaitanya mamum prapatti. Kaviraj Goswami says, what is happening in this chapter? In this chapter, Kripa Gunaihi, with the ropes of mercy, what did Mahaprabhu do? Ku grihanda kupat udhritya. Udhritya. He lifted, he delivered. Whom did he deliver? Raghunatha Dasam. Where did he deliver him from? He delivered him from family life. And how is the family life? Ku griha andha kupat. That deep dark well of family life. Griha andha kupa. This has come even in the Bhagavatam, in the words of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj also calls family life as griha andha kupa. Not favorable Krishna conscious family life, but that family life where pure devotional service to Krishna is not readily encouraged. So Kripa Gunaihi, with the ropes of mercy, Yaha, that Mahaprabhu, what did he do? Ku Grihanda Kupat Udhritya Bhangya Raghunatha Dasa. Mahaprabhu lifted Raghunath Das Goswami from family life. And Nyasya Swarupe Vidade Antarangam. He gave Nyasya, he offered Raghunath Das Goswami to Swarup Damodar Goswami and Vidade Antarangam and absorbed him as one of his confidential associates. Shri Krishna Chaitanyam Amum Prapadhyay. To that Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my obeisances. So that is the first verse of this chapter. Now in this chapter, Kaviraj Goswami, he gives different themes. The first theme in the start of the chapter, Kaviraj Goswami speaks about the separation of Mahaprabhu. That is the first theme he talks about in this chapter. He speaks about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, completely separated from Krishna. Purve jaiche radhar lalita astahai pradhan, taiche swarup gosai rakhe Mahaprabhur pran. Ei dui janar saubhagya kahana na jaye, prabhur antaranga bali jare loka gai. Kaviraj Goswami says that Purve Jaiche, in the past, just like Radhara Lalita Sahay Pradhan, just like when Radharani feels separation from Krishna, the one who serves Radharani the most is Lalita Sakhi. Taiche Swarupa Gosai Rakhe Mahaprabhur Pran. In that way, Mahaprabhu as Radharani is feeling separation from Krishna as Jagannath, and the Lalita Sakhi who is serving the Radharani in Gaur Leela is Swarup Damodar Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami says, Ei dui janar saubhagya kahana na jaye. The saubhagya, the glories of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai cannot be described through words. Because just like Radharani feels separation from Krishna, but is supported during the pangs of separation by Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi, when Radharani feels separation. So similarly, when Mahaprabhu feels separation from Jagannath, the Lalita and Vishakha to support him. The Lalita Sakhi is Swarup Damodar Goswami and the Vishakha Sakhi is Ramananda Rai. Therefore, Prabhur Antaranga Bali Jare Loka Gai. All the associates of Mahaprabhu, they call Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai as the most internal Antaranga associate. After that theme, Kaviraj Goswami speaks about Raghunath Das Goswami. And he says that Raghunath Das Goswami had this very beautiful, wonderful heart that even when there was a controversy with a Muslim Chaudhary about how Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Govardhan Mazumdar's brother, Hiranya Mazumdar, had some mismatch with the tax collection. And when the Muslim tax collector wanted to come and reprimand Raghunath Das Goswami. At that time, Kaviraj Goswami says, Raghunath Das Goswami as a child, he looked at the Muslim Chaudhary and he said, Ami jaiche pitar, taiche tumara balak. Ami tomar palya, tumi amara palak. Just like I belong to my father, I belong to you, O Chaudhary Sahib. And you are my protector and I am being protected by you. So please don't beat me. You have a very magnanimous heart. So please don't do that. Kaviraj Goswami says, Raghunath Das Goswami, right from childhood, with his Vaishnav quality, he knew how to handle situations. After Mahaprabhu's separation description and Raghunath Das Goswami's childhood description, then Kaviraj Goswami takes the third theme of the chapter, and that is the Chidadahi Mahamahotsav. Some beautiful verses Kaviraj Goswami composes and sings in that section regarding the Chidadahi Mahamahotsav. I encourage the devotees who haven't read that section to read it. It's very beautiful. It's the meeting of Raghunath Das Goswami with Nityananda Prabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Dandavata hoya se podila kata dure, sevaka kahe Raghunath dandavata kare, shuni prabhu kahe chora dila darshan, aya aji tora karimu dandan, prabhura bolae teho nikatana kare gaman, akarshiya taro mathe prabhu dharila charan. Kaviraj Goswami says, when Raghunath Das Goswami came, Dandavat hoya she padila kata dure. He gave Dandavat to Nityananda Prabhu from a distance. And at that time, Sevaka kahe Raghunath Dandavat kare. The servants of Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu said, Oh Mahaprabhu, oh Nityananda Mahaprabhu, look, our Raghunath is offering obeisances from a distance. And at that time, Nityananda Prabhu, Shuni Prabhu kahe chora dila darshan. Oh, this chore who stole the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without my approval. That chore has finally given darshan. He took away my possession without my approval. So he has finally come. And Nitai says, I, idharav, come here. Aji tora karimu dandan. And today itself, I will punish you. And saying this, Prabhu bolaye teho nikatana kare gaman. When he said this, Nitai said this, Raghunath Das Goswami felt little scared and nikata na kare gaman. Kaviraj Goswami says he didn't go close. But what did Nitai do? Akarshiya tara mathe prabhu dharila charan. Out of force, Nitai went and placed his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Kaviraj Goswami says in the third theme that Raghunath Das Goswami was so fortunate that he received the lotus feet of Nitai through the Chidadahi Mahamahotsav festival. Then the fourth theme that is seen in this chapter is the mercy that Raghunath Das Goswami receives at the house of Raghava Pandit. Very beautiful. There are some verses which I encourage the devotees to kindly memorize and offer it to your Gaur Nitai. The verses at the house of Raghava Pandit that Raghunath Das Goswami offered to Nityananda Prabhu, begging for the mercy and the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can also memorize about 6 or 7 verses are there in Bengali, and not that difficult. We can also write them and repeat them. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami chanted to Nitai, we can also chant it to Nitai and beg for the protection of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaviraj Goswami mentions there that Raghunath Das Goswami prayed to Nityananda Prabhu. Adhama pamara mui heena jeeva adham. Mora Icha Hai Pai Chaitanya Charan. My Lord, Adhama, I am fallen. Pamara. Hina. Jiva Adham. I am useless. I am poverty stricken. I am the lowest. Jiva Adham. Very selfish. Still, Mora Icha Hai Pai Chaitanya Charan. Still, my desire is if somehow or the other I could get the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. But then, after saying, I am Adham, I am Pamar, I am Jiva, I am Heen, I am Jiva Adham, asking for the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu is a very great contrast. So immediately Raghunath Das Goswami says, Vamana hoya jena chanda dharibare chaye, anek jatna kaino tate kabu siddha nahi. Oh Nitai, Vamana hoya, I am like Vaman, I am a dwarf. And I am asking for chand, I am asking for the moon.
How much ever the dwarf tries to jump, he can get the moon. Not possible. But the moon also doesn't come and touch the dwarf. But the moon beams can touch the dwarf. So the moon is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The moon beams are Nitai. The energy, the Shakti, the Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. The Swarup that comes from the moon beams is Nitai. So I am Vaman, says Raghunath Das Goswami. I am a dwarf. I can't touch the moon. But you are like the beams. So therefore, I have tried so much, but I have not been able to. Jato bara palai ami gruha adi chadiya pita mata dui more rakhi bandhiya. That, oh Nitai, I have tried so many times to leave my home. So many lifetimes that we can pray to Nitai. So many lifetimes we have gone into homes and tried to leave attachment, but not possible. But oh Nitai, pita mata dui more rakhai bandhiya. Raghunath Das Goswami says, I have tried to run away from home so many times, but my mother and my father have bound me, whether it is through their ropes of affection or physically binding on the courtyard of the house. I have not been able to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tomar kripa binay keha chaitanya na paaye, tumi kripa kaile tare adhame ha paaye. Eh Nitai, without your mercy, nobody can get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, please shower mercy on me so that I can get the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ayogya mui nivedana karite kari bhagya mora chaitanya deha gosai haiya sadaya. That, oh Nitai, ayogya mui. I am not qualified. I am not saying I deserve the service of Mahaprabhu. But nivedana karite. I am only begging. Mora chaitanya deha. Please give me Mahaprabhu. Please give me Mahaprabhu. Gosai, please, sadaya. Have some daya on me and please give me the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the service of Mahaprabhu. And finally, Mora Mathe Padi Dhari Karaya Prasad Nirvikna Chaitanya Paiya Koro Ashirvad. That falling at your feet and placing my head at your lotus feet and Nitai, the only thing I beg, Nirvigne, without any obstacle, without any further roadblocks, let me get the service of Mahaprabhu. So we find then when Nitai keeps his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami and offers the opportunity for all the Vaishnavas to pray and bless, then Kaviraj Goswami starts the fifth theme of the chapter. That is the escape of Raghunath Das Goswami and his arrival in Jagannath Puri. So that is another theme that Kaviraj Goswami starts, and how Raghunath Das Goswami successfully got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His travel through so many days, 12 days of walking, it has been described that for Raghunath Das Goswami to go from his home to Jagannath Puri, it was constant walking without any food, without any shelter. Very, very unpredictable travel. Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhakshana apeksha nahi, samasta divasa gaman. He had no desire, no expectation of getting food on the way. And samasta divasa gaman, he was just walking all day and night. And kshudha nahi badhe chaitanya charana prapte man. Hunger and thirst could not stop, could not bring in fatigue and tiredness in him, because the mind was only on one thing, not on the stomach hunger, not on the thirst, not on sleep and fatigue. Kshudha nahi badhe. No hunger or thirst could stop him, because Chaitanya Charana Prapte Man, the mind was only absorbed on how I can go and see the form of Mahaprabhu and personally offer service to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kabu Charvan, sometimes he would chew on something. Kabu Randhan, sometimes he would cook something on the way. Kabu Dugdapan, Kaviraj Goswami says sometimes he would just get some milk from the cowshed. Jabe jai mile taha rakhe nijo pran. However, whatever, whichever, wherever things were available, somehow or the other, he kept his body and life together. Bara dina chali. He walked for 12 days. Gela Shri Purushottam. And finally, he reached Jagannath Puri. But pathe teen dina matra karila bhojan. Out of 12 days of walking, only 3 days, he actually got prasad to honor. So this is the travel of Kaviraj Goswami as the fifth theme in the chapter, out of the 10 themes in the chapter. Then the sixth theme that Kaviraj Goswami explained this in this chapter is after Raghunath Das Goswami reaches Jagannath Puri and he has darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, "Oh Mahaprabhu, I have finally come at your lotus feet." To which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Prabhu kahe Krishna kripa balishta shava haite tumar kadila vishaya vishtha gharta haite." Mahaprabhu says, Kaviraj Goswami is explaining, Prabhu kahe, looking at Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna kripa balishta shava haite. Of all the strong powers in this world, the strongest is Krishna kripa, the mercy of Sri Krishna. Mahaprabhu is saying, how did you come out? How did you come out of the, it is pretty graphic, but the word used is, how did you come out of the stool pit of material life? Tumara kadila. In Marathi, we say kadne, bahir kadne, to take something out. So in Bengali also, tumara kadila. He removed you out from vishaya vishtha gartha haite, from the deep, dark pit of enjoyment, materialistic family life. Krishna picked you out, says Mahaprabhu. Prabhu kahe Krishna kripa balishta shava haite. Tumara kadila vishaya vishtha gartha haite. From the stool pit of enjoyment, you were picked out by the mercy of Krishna. But Raghunath Das Goswami, at that time, Kaviraj Goswami is writing, Raghunath Das Goswami didn't say anything, but in his mind, he did not agree. Raghunath man kahe Krishna nahi jani, tava kripa kadile ama ei ami mani. In the mind, Raghunath Das Goswami agreed that Krishna nahi jani. Oh Mahaprabhu, you are saying Krishna's mercy picked me and pulled me out? But I don't know who Krishna is. I don't know what Krishna is. But tava kripa kadile ama ei ami jani. The only thing I know is that your mercy lifted me, not Krishna's mercy, because I do not know. I don't know Krishna. But of course, Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami did not speak this. He just folded his palms and accepted what Mahaprabhu gave. But Raghunatha mana kahe, in his mind, he said, Krishna nahi jani. I don't know Krishna. Tava kripa kadile ama ei ami mani. So we should understand here that the relationship that Raghunath Das Goswami has with Mahaprabhu in our sadhaka avastha, we can see that as the relationship the disciple has with the spiritual master. When the spiritual master says, oh, it is the mercy of Krishna in your life, the disciple should not refute, but in the mind think, I don't know Krishna, but oh Gurudev, it is your mercy that is helping me. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tumara shakati ache, ami to kangal Krishna, Krishna boli dai tava pache pache. I don't know Krishna. You know Krishna. Krishna is your property. You can give that Krishna to me. Oh, the spiritual master may say, Krishna is very kind to you. But the disciple says, I don't know Krishna. It's all you. Siksha guru keto jani Krishna ra swarup. Antaryami bhakta sreshtha ei dui rup. Thus, the disciple understands that the spiritual master outside is none different from Krishna. Chaitanya ra das mui, Chaitanya ra das. Chaitanya ra das tar daser anudas. Jadyapi amar guru Chaitanya ra das. Tathapi janiya se tahara prakash. Kaviraj Goswami says, although I know my spiritual master is the servant of Mahaprabhu, but for me, he is none different from the Supreme Lord. So this is the sixth theme that we see, where Mahaprabhu accepts Raghunath Das Goswami in Jagannath Puri and gives him in the hands of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Now this makes a lot of significance in Gaur Leela, because Gaur Leela is none different from Krishna Leela. And in Krishna Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different from Radha and Krishna. Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Sakhi and Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. Some places he's also referred to as Tulsi Manjari. So in Goloka Vrindavan, the hierarchy is at the lotus feet of Radharani is Lalita Sakhi, and at the lotus feet of Lalita Sakhi is Rati Manjari. So similarly in Gaur Leela, Radharani is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lalita Sakhi is Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rati Manjari is Raghunath Das Goswami. So just like Rati Manjari approached Radharani, but Radharani kept Rati Manjari under the guidance of Lalita Sakhi. Similarly, Mahaprabhu
keeps Raghunath Das Goswami under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, in our Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been described that there are three Raghunaths that Mahaprabhu had. One is Raghunath Bhatta. One is Raghunath Vaidya, a doctor. And this Raghunath Das Goswami is always referred to in the assembly of Mahaprabhu's servants as Swarupera Raghunath, the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar Goswami. See, he always lived in Anugatya. He always lived in under superior guidance. So that's like the spiritual master keeps the disciple under the guidance of a senior Vaishnava, our Siksha Guru, counselor, whatever teacher, whatever name, guide, whatever name or term we add to that. So that hierarchy is found. Gopi Bhartuhu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasanandas. So that's the sixth theme that we see in this chapter. Then the seventh theme that is seen in this chapter is Mahaprabhu's instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami in Jagannath Puri. Very famous. We all have heard of this and it's worth repeating again and again. Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami, ग्राम्य कथा न सुनिबे ग्राम्य वार्ता न कहिबे भाल न खाइबे आर भाल न परिबे अमानी मानद हैया कृष्ण नाम सदा लबे ब्रजे राधा कृष्ण सेवा मानसे करिबे. So a few things have been mentioned as instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami which hold true for all of us too, to the best of our ability and time, place and circumstance. Raghunath Das Goswami was in the renounced order of renounced order of life. So the rules for him are a little different. Mahaprabhur bhakta ganer vairagya pradhan jaha deki priti hoye gauru bhagavan. Mahaprabhu likes to see renunciation. And Raghunath Das Goswami was a renunciant. So the instructions given to Raghunath Das Goswami are different from the instructions that are given to a grihastha. But still we can understand that these are the fundamental instructions that we can accept as the heart of Mahaprabhu's teachings. And what are those instructions? Gramya katha na shunibe. Gramya katha means village talking, the talks of the village. Now when you meet in the crossroad of a village, then they talk what's happening, whose brother is doing what, whose sister is doing what, and what's happening in the village and also what's happening in another village. So basically village talk or talk which is not involving paramartha, the ultimate benefit of or elevation in Krishna consciousness. So gramya katha means village talking. Gramya katha na shunibe. One should not hear gramya katha. First point. So no unnecessary non-Krishna conscious hearing. Second point, gramya varta na kahibe. Don't speak something that is non-Krishna conscious. Well, we will say as grihasthas, where we have to work and we have to interact with society, how do we not speak? Well, with as much sincerity as possible, time, place, circumstance, we have to tweak these instructions with practicality and with application in our with intelligence to be using our common sense and to be practical. We have to use the application of these instructions. So if we have to work very well in our corporate environment or whichever work field we are into, then we do as much as we can for success in that field. But when we are sincere, we do bhajan, we understand that this is needed and this is not needed. I'm crossing my line here. I'm crossing beyond what is needed or expected. So the first point is not to hear anything that is non-Krishna conscious. Second point is not to speak unnecessarily. Third point that Mahaprabhu mentions to Raghunath Das Goswami is bhala na khaibe. Very important even for devotees. Not to eat very luxuriously, whether quantity or quality. Jivhara lalasaye iti uti dhoy shishna udara parayana krishna nahi paye. Vishaira anna khaila malin haila man malina mane na haila krishna rasmaran. So many verses are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita which describe the restriction, the prohibition on eating. So sometimes on the pretext of prasad, we overload, but we also have to make sure that that is not the central focus of our spiritual progress. If too much eating is making us lazy and is not letting us keep active,
and be enthusiastic in service, then overeating of even prasad could be detrimental to our progress. And if too little eating is making us think of our stomach instead of think of our service to Krishna, then eating little is maya. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj says very beautifully that if someone can serve Krishna very nicely in a palace, for him living under a tree is maya. And if someone can serve Krishna very nicely under a tree, then for him living in a palace is maya. So ultimately, the litmus test is how much is our service to Krishna augmented or bolstered by our eating. If the mind is too much absorbed in quantity and quality of eating, then we can't remember Krishna. The verse that we just previously quoted is Jivhara Lalasa. If someone has too much desire of the tongue or of the fulfillment of the genital, then iti uti dhoi, if one is running helter skelter for the fulfillment of the tongue or for the genital, like we know sometimes we drive, even if it's 30 minutes to our favorite restaurant, that's iti uti dhoi. Shishna udara parayana. Mahaprabhu says, if someone is surrendered to their senses, starting with the tongue, Krishna nahi pai. These are words of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Shishna udara parayana, Krishna nahi pai. So we have to be very conscious of what we put in our mouth. Jaisa ann, vaisa man, they say in Hindi. So we are what we eat. That's the third instruction. Fourth instruction, ara bhalana puribe. Don't dress very opulently. These are, again, Mahaprabhu bhakta gane vairagya pradhan. This is, again, instructions for a renunciant. But ultimately, we have to go through that door of renunciation or virakti to get Krishna. Everybody gets through that door of bhakti, where there is janayati, asu, vairagyam, and jnanam. Renunciation must be there in one's life. Not markata vairagya, but there must be some genuine yukta vairagya, some genuine effort. So dressing must be simple, clean, and pure. We should not dress so opulently that the attention of the onlookers is taken away from the deity. That's the fourth point. Fifth point, amani manada haya. Don't expect any respect from anyone and give respect to everybody at all times. Sixth point, Krishna nama sadalabe. Always chant nirantara namlo. Constantly chant the names of Sri Hari. And seventh and the final point of Mahaprabhu's instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami is Vraje Radha Krishna Seva Manasa Karibe. With your mind, constantly worship Radha and Krishna. Now, this is a very, very interesting point, because to serve Radha and Krishna in the mind, one has to have darshan of Radha and Krishna in the chitta. So at a very elevated state, there is Leela Spurti or Leela Saksha Darshan or Leela Darshan, we could say, in our chitta. Sadame manasya virastam kimanye. So there is darshan in the consciousness. And then when there is darshan of Radha and Krishna, where is Radha Krishna? In Braj, which means the consciousness becomes so Braj bhava bhavit, so imbued with the mood of Braj prem in the heart, that the consciousness becomes Braja. Radha and Krishna arrive there with their parikar, and then with one's eternal swarup, one offers service to Radha and Krishna in one's meditation. Manase seva karibe. So this is a very elevated state. But still in our conditioned state also, with our mind, we can offer the best service possible. Like when we are resting, one practical example, when we are about to go to sleep, we are resting. We put our hands outstretched in shavasana and we are about to sleep on the bed. That's actually the best time to meditate with our mind. Because we should meditate as if we are about to leave our body at that point. So just like when on the brink of departure or death, we try to bring our attention to the remembrance of Radha and Krishna. Similarly, when we are just about to go to sleep, no more thoughts. I don't belong to this world. I don't belong to my family. I only belong to Radha and Krishna. And as the eyes are closed, we don't know how many minutes it's going to take for us to get into deep sleep or slip into the subconscious state. So we are resting in that bed with our eyes closed. And at that time, we either bring the favorite deity, Radharaman, or any of our favorite Ishtadev in our consciousness, or the holy name. Sometimes we see in the temples, they have written syllables of the holy name.
So if not all the 16 words of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, let's say Krishna, let's say Rama, or let's say Hare, let's say Hari or Govind, any of these syllables which are written in Tutu Akshar or Radha or Ram, whatever, easier to write. So we imagine the very nice lines. That is why we see in Vrindavan, the trees also they write the name. The walls also they write the name. Mantra Lekhan is there all over Braj. So that could be another meditation. Or we can remember some nice sweet Harikatha that we heard, some nice pastime that we heard. And as we are wrapping up, we are getting into sleep. With our mind, we can try to remember as if that's the final moment of our departure. So these are the 7 points that Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami in the 7th point of this chapter. Then after that, the 8th section of this chapter is the increasing detachment of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami's detachment is seen from text 242. Onwards, 45 verses describe Raghunath Das Goswami's increasing state of detachment while he lives in Jagannath Puri. Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully explains that Advaita Acharya Teha Shishya Antaranga Acharya Ajnate Mane Chaitanya Pranadhana. That all the associates of Mahaprabhu, they showered supreme mercy on Raghunath Das Goswami, seeing his renunciation. But Advaita Acharya Bahu Kripakari, he did a lot of special mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. This is very interesting because Raghunath Das Goswami is the Diksha disciple. This has been confirmed by Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also in the Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak. Also that has been confirmed that Raghunath Das Goswami was a disciple of Yadunandan Acharya. Yadunandan Acharya was a disciple of Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya becomes the Param Gurudev, the spiritual master of the spiritual master of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Acharya Ajnate Mane Chaitanya Pranatha. That all the devotees, they gave special mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami, but it was Advaita Acharya who gave a lot of special time and energy and mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami lived there in Jagannath Puri, and day by day his renunciation increased. Vairagi karibe sada nama sankirtan magiya khaiya kare jivana rakshan. Kaviraj Goswami said that when Mahaprabhu ordered Govinda to offer plates of prasad to Raghunath Das Goswami every day, the prasadam that came from Jagannath, for 5 days Raghunath Das Goswami had the remnants of Mahaprabhu and the prasad of Jagannath. But on the 6th day, he felt, what am I doing? Have I come to Jagannath Puri to take service from Mahaprabhu or to offer service to Mahaprabhu? Here, the personal servant of Mahaprabhu, Govinda, is personally coming and serving me. Is this why I left my home and ran away from home? Vairagya yug bhakti rasam prayatnai rapaya yanma manabhipsumandham. I am holding this vow of renunciation. Is it for taking service from Mahaprabhu? Why am I drinking from the pot of renunciation? Is it for taking service? Is that why I gave up my wife and my parents and my home and ran through all of this to take service from Mahaprabhu? So on the 6th day, Kaviraj Goswami explains, Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave up the opportunity of sitting and honoring prasad. Instead, he started standing at the Simhadwara gate, begging for prasad. Whatever the shopkeepers would give, that he would take. But then he gave up that practice also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what happened? He's not to be seen here. And then he was standing at the Simhadwara gate. That also he gave up. Where is he now? Swarup Damodar Goswami said, Mahaprabhu, previously he ate whatever Govinda gave. But then he gave it up and he stood at the Simhadwara gate all day. He would just chant the holy name. He would just chant constantly Krishna Nam, and he would beg at the Simhadwara gate that if something is naturally given, he will have. But then he felt that every devotee who's walking past, I am thinking, what am I going to get from him? What am I going to get from him? What am I going to get from him? And by this mentality, what is happening is, this is the mood of a prostitute. The prostitute is constantly thinking, what will this man give me? What will that man give me? What will that man give me? And in this mood, instead of coming to the dham to serve, I am standing here like a prostitute expecting from devotees. It is very, very interesting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Neelachal or Jagannath Puri his base. This was very, very significant in the life of all of us. Now, Jagannath Puri, Neelachal Dham, represents Kurukshetra. Why Kurukshetra? Just like Navadvip represents Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri represents Kurukshetra. We know from Krishna Leela that Radha and Krishna are together in Vrindavan. But they got separated when Krishna went to Mathura. Then, of course, Radharani was in Vrindavan only. Then from Mathura, Krishna went to Dwarka. And then during the solar eclipse, with all of the Dwarka Vasis, he came to Kurukshetra. At that time, Brajvasis also went to Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is signifies Dharma Kshetra Kurukshetra. What Dharma? Prema Dharma. Viraha Bhava Bhavit Prema Dharma. So Kurukshetra is that place where there is meeting of Radha and Krishna after 100 years of separation. This is found in the 82nd chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where after separation, Radha and Krishna meet, all the Brajvasis, they meet at Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra represents the sambhog, the samyog, the meeting of Vipralamba Murtis, of the forms of separation. Krishna is separated from Radharani, and Radharani is separated from Krishna. And those two forms of separation are meeting together at Kurukshetra. So when they meet at Kurukshetra, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the bhav is so much more than in Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, there is meeting, and then there is separation, then there's meeting, and then separation. But in Kurukshetra, there is meeting after so many years of separation. So that the bhav is way higher than in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, there's constant meeting. Separation and meeting in. Now vina vipralambena sambhogam pushti mashnute. Srila Rupa Goswami has described in Ujjwal Nilamani that without ahiriva gatir premna swabhava kutilo bhavet. That the nature of prem, love of Godhead, is like a snake. If the snake has to go ahead, the snake moves to the left and to the right and then wriggles its way up. So it has to go straight, but it moves to the right and to the left. So similarly, na vina vipralambhena sambhogam pushtim ashnute. For prem to move ahead, there must be union and then separation, and then union and then separation. So in Kurukshetra, there is meeting after separation. So similarly, Jagannath Puri is like that, where Radharani in separation from Krishna, that bhav is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishna in separation from Radharani is Jagannath. So just like Krishna in separation from Radharani and Radharani in separation from Krishna came face together or face to face again together at Kurukshetra. Similarly, Radharani in separation from Krishna in that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna in separation from Radharani as Jagannath with eyes completely dilated, with hands going outstretched as if to embrace. Those two forms of separation come eye to eye in Jagannath Puri. So when Mahaprabhu dances in front of Jagannath, Kanchana Sadrusha Deha Aruna Vasan Pulaka Ashru Kampa Sveda Tahate Bhushan. Kaviraj Goswami explains that the ornaments of Krishna in Vrindavan, Naumidyate Bravapushe Tadidambaraya Gunjavatamsa Paripicha Lasanmukhaya Vanya Sraje Kavala Vetra Vishana Veno Lakshma Shriye Mrudupade Pashupanga Jaya Barha Pidam Natavara Vapuhu Karana Yoho Karanikaram Vibrat Vasaha Kanaka Kapisham Vajayantin Chamalam Randran Venur Adhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrindaihi Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. So in Vrindavan, Krishna's ornaments are peacock feather and flute. But that same Krishna in separation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his complexion is golden, his cloth is saffron, and his ornaments are Pulaka, Ashru, Kampa and Sveda. Pulaka means hair stands on end. Pulaka ashru, tears, kampan, trembling or horripilation, and sveda, perspiration. So Radharani in separation from Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna in separation from Radharani as Jagannath, they come face to face, and this meeting after separation is the Rathyatra Mahotsav. Therefore, Jagannath Puri is Kurukshetra. So why we are mentioning this is, when we have to give a glass of water to someone,
it is certainly an act of great benevolence. You give someone a glass of water, that is great. But giving that same glass of water to a wounded soldier in the middle of a battle has more value, right? So giving a glass of water to anybody, it's still glorious. But to give it to a soldier who is wounded in the middle of the battlefield, that is more glorious. So similarly, serving Radha and Krishna anywhere is glorious. But to offer service to Radha and Krishna in Kurukshetra, where there is special need, that is very glorious. So just like we were explaining, the glass of water can be given to anyone at any time. But to a soldier who needs it in the middle of the war, oh, that glass of water is of great value. So Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, wonderful. But Radha and Krishna in separation and then meeting at Kurukshetra, their offering service is of more significance. So offering service to Sri Guru, the service that we like to do, is still glorious. But offering service to Guru, the service that he needs assistance in and he wants our participation, that is more glorious. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, who could have lived in Vrindavan, he preferred to live in Jagannath Puri to give all Gaudiya Vaishnavas this principle that it is our foremost important duty to serve in that place where there is ultimate need. So Raghunath Das Goswami lives like this in Jagannath Puri under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with increasing renunciation. That is the eighth point of this, the eighth section of this chapter. And finally, in the ninth section, we can see later to be covered, Mahaprabhu gifts the Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami. And the tenth point, the tenth section of this chapter, Kaviraj Goswami concludes with the divine transcendental qualities, the Guna Mahima of Raghunath Das Goswami. So in this way, this whole chapter of more than 300 verses can be summarized through these titles and the important points through all of them. Kaviraj Goswami has special affection to Raghunath Das Goswami. Therefore, every chapter that starts in Chaitanya Charitamrita starts with Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. That same chapter also ends with Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. That I as Krishna Das, I am offering this Chaitanya Charitamrita with the desire that may I always reside at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, this, as we started the class, we want to conclude on that same point. Raghunath Das Goswami had decided to give up his body. And it was Sanatan Goswami who held his hand and said, don't give up your life. It's easier to give up your body. But the actual service needed is stay alive and speak about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, out of gratitude to Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, our Raghunath Das Goswami has composed Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasam Prayatnair Apaya Yanmam Anabhip Sumandham Kripam Budhiya Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Ashrayami. That I was unwilling to drink the pot of renunciation, but it was Sanatan Goswami who mercifully made me drink this beautiful life of renunciation. Kripam Budhiya Paradukha Dukhi. Because he saw that I was suffering, therefore he showered mercy. And Sanatanam Tam Prabhu Ashrayami, to that Sanatan Goswami I bow down. So therefore, sometimes when Gaudiya Vaishnavas are asked, what is the greatest contribution of Sanatan Goswami? We can say Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you can say Brihad Vaishnav Toshini, you can say so many things, Radha Madan Mohan, etc. But I personally like to say that in my limited, insignificant viewpoint, the best contribution of Sanatan Goswami is rescuing the life of Raghunath Das Goswami and not letting him give up his life. Because as a result of which, Raghunath Das Goswami lived 45 years on the banks of Radhakund and gave very high class works like Dan Keli Chintamani and Stavavali and Vilap Kusumanjali, etc. So to the associates of Mahaprabhu, who make our Krishna conscious life relatable, I offer my obeisances. I offer my obeisances to Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who in his ripe old age penned this magnum opus of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And following in his footsteps of giving nectar in one's old age. Srila Prabhupada gave Chaitanya Charitamrita translation, word-to-word translation of every verse and translation and purport to many verses in his old age. Just like Kaviraj Goswami had anxiety, what's going to happen if I don't finish Chaitanya Charitamrita? Prabhupada in his old age also had this transcendental anxiety. What if I complete the translations of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita is left behind? So Prabhupada gave a temporary pause to the translation of Bhagavatam in 1972 and went on finishing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavatam remained unfinished at the 13th chapter of the 10th canto, but Chaitanya Charitamrita was finished because Prabhupada's thought process was Srimad Bhagavatam has had so many commentators like Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan and Sripad Vishwanath Chakravarti and Vallabhacharya and Viriragavacharya and Vijayadvaja Tirtha and so many others. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, if it is not given, we would have been bereft of the nectar because not all of us know Bengali. So now we are having such great fortune that the 9-volume Chaitanya Charitamrita is available. So we all should read and participate daily as Kirtida Sundari Mataji announced. These calls are very glorious in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. So those who are joining us for the first time here, please consider attending these calls and participating in service to these wonderful Matajis who are putting up this online virtual Sangha, where devotees from different parts of the world can participate and without any ulterior agenda get completely nourished in one's spiritual journey. We simply have to participate, log in by the mercy of Kali Yuga technology, which can be negatively used by the whole world, can also be positively employed by the devotees. And sitting wherever we are without traveling, we simply have to log in and click the link and participate. So those who have attended today, I request them to even attend all the days to come. So many wonderful qualified speakers are serving this medium. I don't know how I fit in this assembly, but I feel very utterly unqualified, yet very grateful and thankful to the organizers for this call. I will pause here and we can open up the floor for a few minutes of comments or questions if the organizers feel that is okay. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo.
Hare Krishna, Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a brilliant class. You have covered almost the whole chapter and so beautifully you took up from theme-wise and you covered this whole chapter. It's so beautiful. Thank you, Prabhu, really indebted to you. And you can see that today the participants, you know, there are more than 100 participants. I think so, yes, more than, yeah, there are 120 participants. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for coming on this call and thank you for glorifying Bhakti Sangha Japa Group and thank you for this beautiful, brilliant class.
Very grateful for the opportunity, Mataji. Thank you.
Anyone has question, they can please go ahead.
They can raise their hands, please.
Okay, Parima Mataji. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. I have a question. It's regarding my chanting. Actually, why? I mean, it's not from Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's about chanting. Suppose if your mind is too much in distress, and at that time, if you chant, honestly, you want to get rid of the problem that is in your mind. But at the same time, you should not be asking Krishna for anything. But you still want to relieve yourself from that problem. So while chanting, it's almost like a becomes like a divided and a mindless chanting. How should you approach this problem?
Very nice question, Mataji. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to the Anyabhilashita Shunyam Paribhasha Sutra verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti and Srila Jiva Goswami have given beautiful commentaries to that verse, in fact, to the whole text.
And as far as Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilenam Bhakti Ruttama is concerned, we always say that we should not ask Krishna anything. But Chakravarti Pad says at moments of dire emergency, like for example, the call of Draupadi. Now Draupadi was at a state of self-preservation, right? So would we say that, well, she was calling out to Krishna for her protection? Will we say that she's selfish because she's asking for protection? Chakravarti Pad says no, because the jiva cannot be blamed for the desire of self-preservation, because ultimately the soul is, this atma is very dear to the atma because of its connection to Paramatma. So some examples have been given for self-preservation. Like for example, if there is a state where we are, let's say, in traffic and we are having a bad stomach and we have to hit the restroom, and at that time we say, Krishna, please help me. So remembering Krishna for passing stool sounds to be very disgusting. But this is again considered to be selfless, because we are calling out in a state of dire emergency. So not making it as a practice, but at different junction points in our life where we really need help and we are at a sense of self-preservation and self-protection, calling out to Krishna at that time through the holy names should not be taken as a blame of selfishness. So when one is going through distress in one's life and we are chanting the holy name and we are saying, Krishna, please, you please help me at this time, there's nothing wrong. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj would give a very brilliant example in this regard. Maharaj would say that when the father takes the child and plays with the child, you see many times parents, they throw the child and they play with the child. The first time the father does it, the child is scared because he doesn't know what's going to happen. But the more the father does it, the child's confidence increases, because even if the father throws, the father is going to hold, right? So the child starts laughing, because when the father throws him up, the child giggles because he knows the taller he's, the higher he goes, the faster he's going to come down, and the father holds him. So that's from the child's perspective. And from the father's perspective, the father will throw the child only as much as the child can take. If the child is young, he can only take, like, let's say, like a couple of feet. That's all that the father will throw. He's not going to throw him like out of the cosmic creation. He's not going to do that. So the father is not going to throw the child beyond the child's reach. At the same time, the child doesn't have any problem when the father throws him, because he knows the one who's throwing is the one who's going to hold. So why I'm saying this is, Maharaj would say this to say that a conditioned soul is also thrown by Krishna, but he gets anxious because he doesn't know who's going to hold him. But the pure Vaishnava knows the one who's throwing is the one who's going to hold. So the more the Supreme Lord tests, the pure devotee is smiling, because the one who has put me in trouble is the one who's going to lift me up. And at the same time, from the father's side, from Krishna's side, Krishna is not going to throw the devotee beyond what he can handle. So when we are going through trouble, if we are having anxiety, we are not seeing the hand of Krishna. We should be convinced the person who's putting me into that, who's throwing me up, is the one who's going to hold me when I come down. Also, we should know that the father will never throw the child beyond the reach of the child. So whatever my father has, Krishna has put me in difficulty now, I will be purified through that. And Krishna will give me the inner strength to handle it. So therefore, during that dire emergency, even to pray to Krishna that, my Lord, let me see your hand, and I will not ask for change of circumstance, but you give me the strength to overcome. So this is not considered to be an obstruction or an obstacle on the definition of pure bhakti or pure devotional service, because this comes under the categorization of self-protection or self-preservation explained by Chakravarti Pad to the Anya Bhilashita Shunyam verse. Is that okay, Mataji?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your beautiful answer. Shama Priya Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much for the class.
Prabhuji, I had two questions. So how you were explaining about chanting. So for sometimes chanting is like I see so many devotees, they do so like so nice blissful chanting. So I want to do that kind of chanting. So how do I know what am I lacking in for that kind of chanting?
Now, why the bliss is coming or how the bliss is coming, that is in Krishna's control. Because we know Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. So similarly, we have Naam Shraddha, Naam Nishtha Sadhu Sangha, Naam Bhajan Kriya, by Naam Anartha Nivritti, Naam Nishtha, Naam Ruchi, Naam Asakti, Naam Bhav, and Naam Prem. So depending on what level we are chanting, the definition of happiness or fulfillment is different. Like again, coming back to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are six symptoms or characteristics of pure devotion. Kleshagni is one. Shubhada is one. So Shubhada in the level of sadhana is auspiciousness that gives some pleasure. Then Sudurlabha gives another level of pleasure at the level of Bhav. And then Sandrananda Visheshatma gives another level of pleasure at the level of Prem. So when devotees are having pleasure, now it depends on what kind of devotee we are observing. If we see a Rasik Vaishnava who is chanting at the level of Bhav or Prem, that is a different level altogether. But if we are talking about the pleasure of being absorbed and closing our eyes and the pronunciation is clear and the prayerful mood is there and the posture is there and we are attentive, we feel we are chanting nicely, we are focusing, we are hearing. Oh, that is a very good start at the sadhaka level. But my point is, on the ladder of Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, then comes Ruchi. So similarly, Naam Ruchi comes later, Naam Nishtha comes first. So before we attempt to get taste in the holy name, first we should attempt to get steadfastness or we should have Nishthita Bhajan Kriya. In Madhurya Kadambini, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained Nishthita Bhajan Kriya and Anishthita Bhajan Kriya. Anishthita Bhajan Kriya is where we are chanting the holy name, but we are not fixed up. But Nishthita Bhajan Kriya is where there is steadfastness in the chanting. So Naam Nishtha is what we should try to attain. Now Naam Ruchi is in Krishna's hands. We may or may not get. But the point of surrender is, my Lord, even if I don't get any taste, even if I don't personally get any pleasure, even if I don't feel good, I will still do my duty and chant the holy names to the best of my ability. It's maybe possible that I am sitting and chanting with my eyes closed and I'm falling asleep. So I will try to muster some, sincerity and wash my face and stand. I may still feel sleepy. Then I may walk for some time and again come and sit down. And I may finish my 16 rounds or whatever the sankhya is. And I may feel that I did a bad job. What is this? Well, in Krishna's eyes, we were at least able to spot the places where we are dipping down. Like my pronunciation is not good. I'm stuttering. I am not chanting the Krishna, Rama, Hare. I am not pronouncing properly. The names, the syllables are also not chanted properly. Now, some people, even after knowing, they look at their phone, they are chanting. They know this is wrong. This is distraction. They know talking is not right. They know sleeping and chanting is not right. Watching TV and eating popcorn and chanting is not right. But they still do it. Even after knowing it, there Krishna knows that this person is not sincere enough because he knows it. But he's still doing it. But on the other hand, the person who's maybe sleeping, but he will realize this is not right. He stands up, puts cold water on his face and is chanting. He may feel I had a bad day of chanting. But in Krishna's eyes, Krishna seeing at least he's sincere enough to recognize the deviation on the path of bhakti. So from our standpoint, we should understand to the best of our ability, the mind must be absorbed. Dhyanchandra Goswami defines japa as mantra madhye sthitam manaha and mana madhye sthitam mantram. That the mind is absorbed in the mantra and the mantra is the only thing that's going in the mind. So we should be focused about that. That I am articulating properly, pronouncing properly. My mind is, I'm trying my best to get the mind by doing mantra artha chintanam, by remembering the meaning of what I am chanting and not being distinct. Just the tongue is moving, but I am going somewhere else.
His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj beautifully says that the beads are doing round here and the mind is doing round here. That should not be the case. To the best of our ability, mana madhye sthitam mantram, mantra madhye stito manaha. Dhyanchandra Goswami defines japa. That mind must be to the best of our ability, we try. And in this way, day after day after day, quality and quantity we try. And then with nam nishtha with in our hand, that is our focus. Now, by Krishna's happiness, if he reciprocates and gives us nam ruchi, so be it. But even if he doesn't give it, we will continue to chant. This is the meaning of Ashli Shiva Padaratam Pinashtumam. My Lord, you give me taste in the holy name, or you don't give me taste in the holy name. Mat prananatastu sa evanapara. I have sold myself to your process. I will not give up. So in this way, daily we continue. And when also we take guidance from those who have nam nishtha, nam rasik Vaishnavas, and we serve them, then naturally, to the extent Krishna is happy, yasmin tushte, jagat tushtam. We will also feel that pleasure. We don't sometimes feel pleasure completely, but when Krishna is completely satisfied, that reflects the whole is satisfied. The part also starts beaming in radiance. We feel happy to the extent he feels happy, just like the Akshay Patra story. But before Nam Ruchi comes Nam Nishtha. So to our extent, we should think that I should not fail in my vow of being as attentive as possible to the best of my ability. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you, Prabhuji, so much. Prabhuji, is it okay to ask another question?
That depends on the organizers of the call.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I don't know how much time you can spare because I can see a lot of questions on chat, plus 4 hands already raised up. But again, okay, it's all up to you, Prabhu, how much time you want.
Maybe another 9 minutes. It's 12:21 local time, so till 12:30 I can take.
Okay, Prabhu. So, Vatsal Ashok Prabhu, you can go ahead, please. Okay. If you are not there, then Nama.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. This is the problem I see right now. Some days when I am chanting, I am fully paying attention and I am ecstatic at some times, but other days are not really going well. Like today, it was snowing outside, it was freezing, and my mind goes to, instead of focusing on chanting the rounds, I want to do the shoveling and help my neighbors and all. I don't know, sometimes it is confusing. I mean, mind is really like a monkey. Sometimes we try to refocus our attention to do the best we can for Krishna. But some days are really difficult, especially in the cold days in the morning. It's not easy. I live in Philadelphia. So how do we refocus and do the best? I know I'm chanting not only Hare Krishna, I always say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya and all the names of Krishna. But is it, do we have to just chant only on Krishna's name, or any other name can be chanted at other times when we are cooking or something else too? How do we refocus our attention? Please help me on this. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, so two questions have been asked about refocusing the mind. That's part one. And part two of the question is, can we chant any name of Krishna, or does it have to be Hare Krishna even while we're cooking or we're doing other things? Could any name of Krishna work? So answering the first question, yes, to control the mind is not an easy task. This is why the Bhagavad Gita is spoken. The interesting thing is, the Bhagavad Gita is a spiritual text and it could have been spoken in a temple. Krishna could have told Arjuna that this is a battlefield. Let's go in a cave and speak, or let's sit in a temple setup and speak Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna picked the right spot to speak the right thing. He spoke Bhagavad Gita 700 verses to Arjuna on a battlefield to explain to us that life is going to be like a battlefield. And Bhagavad Gita is to be used when there is turmoil in one's life. So everyone has battlefield-like circumstance every single day. Some days are good and some days are not so good, but it's still a battlefield. So Bhagavad Gita is to be employed there. Now in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. Whether your mind is being absorbed or not, try your best. Because on the battlefield, now Arjuna is fighting. And Krishna says, while fighting, you try to remember me. to the best of your ability. So it's going to be difficult. But when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Shastra talks about so many analogies for the mind also. There's one analogy given that ma mano madhupo mego madhyapo markato marut makshika matkuno matsyo makara dasha chanchala. A poet was asked, what are some 10 things which are unsteady in this world? And the condition is they must all start with ma, M. So the poet said, ma mano madhupo mego madhyapo markato marut makshika matkuno matsyo makara dasha chanchala. These are the 10 things which are unsteady. And out of the list, he says wealth, which is unsteady. Ma mana, mind. Madhupa, a honeybee going from one flower to another. Ma mano madhupo megho, the cloud which keeps moving by the breeze. Madhyapa, a drunkard. Ma mano madhupo megho madhyapa markata, a monkey. Marut, breeze. Makshika, a housefly. Matkuno, a bedbug. Matsyo, a fish. These are things which all start with ma and they are always moving. They are never, never steady. So therefore, so many verses are there glorifying the power potency of the mind, if you can say in a detrimental way. Also, there's another analogy given that when a monkey who is already very agitated is given liquor, it becomes even more restless. And now if it is bitten by a scorpion, it starts jumping even more. Then the poet says, that monkey can be controlled, but the mind cannot be controlled. This is why even Arjuna says, Chanchalopi Manak Krishna. That Krishna, if you want, I can control the breeze, but to control the mind for me is difficult. So here is Arjuna standing in front of Krishna, and to the whole world he's giving a statement. 5,000 years ago, the one who could hold the Gandiva, a Sadgrihastha, he's saying that I find it difficult to control the mind. So your realization is absolutely right. But what is the way out? The mana can always be conquered only through mantra. There is no other way to control this mind. The mind will be controlled only by the chanting of the mantra. So the first question links to the second question. The mind is like, it gets unsteady when you put it in an environment that it doesn't have past experience with. Like, for example, the mind never gets restless while watching TV. Because for lifetimes, we have watched TVs. And even when we give up our body, the mind is carried as subtle body from one body to another. So therefore, the mind has bad impressions from past life. So eating, mind is never restless. Watching TV, mind is never restless. Gossiping and criticizing, mind is never restless. Sleeping, mind is never restless. Doing things, playing in this world, shopping, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Mind is never restless because the mind has past purva abhyas. It has experience from past life. But when we start something to the mind that the mind is not comfortable, doesn't have past experience, that is bhakti, then the mind gets restless because it doesn't have past experience. So the only way to control the mind is to give enough experience to the mind so that the mind becomes comfortable doing that activity. And the past impressions of the mind get overridden by the newer habits. Like you see someone who just starts to chant, the mind becomes very restless. Because the mind thinks, oh, now I will be finished. The mantra is playing in my courtyard and I am finished. I am finished. I am finished. It has this anxiety. But when you chant dirgha abhyas. When you chant for a long time, kintu adarat anudinam, every day with honor and respect. As discipline, we do it every day. Then what happens? You'll see in a few years, that same mind, which was restless, is restless at this moment. After a few years of practice, the mind will start getting restless when we watch television. The mind will start getting restless when we gossip. The mind will start getting restless when things of this world are performed and becomes very comfortable when bhakti is being discussed because now the mind has got used to with habit. So the answer to the first question is linked to the second. With the practice of chanting the holy name. Now, the second question is, can we chant any name of Krishna while we are working? I'll give you three verses for in that connection. The first verse is, Namna makari bahuta nija sarva shaktir taptrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha. all the names of Sri Krishna are equally potent. So sometimes when we are not, we are in a situation where we can chant all the 16 names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, no problem. You can keep your, you know, some name of Krishna in your mouth. You can keep Krishna, Govinda, Hari, Mukunda, Madhava, Murari, whatever name you like while you're cooking or you're driving or you're cleaning, that name you can keep. This is point number one. Second, when Sri Ramchandra went to take darshan of Narasingadev during his pastimes, he chanted Govinda Keshava Janardhana Vasudeva Vishvesha Vishwa Madhusudana Vishwarupa Shri Padmanabha Purushottama Pushkaraksha Narayana Achyuta Narasimha Namo Namaste. Look at how many names of the Lord are put together. So Ram has is giving a statement that yes, take shelter of the names of Sri Krishna. And the third verse, we find in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that evam vratasva priya nama kirtya jatanurago dhritachitta uchaihi. When we perform bhakti and we take shelter of the name of Krishna, which name of Krishna? Evam vrata swa priya nama kirtya. By doing kirtan of the Supreme Lord's name, that name which is very dear to our heart, the name of Hari. It must be the name of Hari though. You can't just chant any Coca-Cola or Fanta of this world and you know, make advancement. It must be Hari Kirtanam. It must be Krishna Kirtanam. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti heko mahan guna kirtanad eva. Only Krishna sir. It must be Krishna Nam Kirtan. It must be Govinda Nam Kirtan. It must be Hari Nam Kirtan. So there you can chant whichever name you want in your personal practice. But if you're initiated in the Gaudiya Parampara, the gift of Mahaprabhu is the 32 syllable, 16 word Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is found in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. But if your question is apart from that, while moving, walking, talking, cooking, cleaning, if we can chant any name of Hari, yeah, no problem. So these are the three verses for Praman for the second and the connection of the first question answered to the second question that was asked.
Thank you very much, my son. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for beautiful question and answers. I know many people will be upset because their questions have yet not been answered. But, you know, respecting the time limit of yours and, of course, of everybody, we'll wind up our class here. And I'm so sorry for all the devotees who have raised your hands, who have put your questions on chat box, that we'll not be able to take up those questions today. Probably, you know, that will give us another opportunity to call His Grace Amarendra Prabhu again on call so that your questions can be answered. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your very, very wonderful association, for accepting our request, coming on the call and taking up into this journey of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. With a full gratitude, let's offer our humble obeisances to Amarendra Prabhu and to all the assembled Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpa tarubhischa kripa sindhu vaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Chaitanya Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Samarendra Prabhu Ki Jai,
Anant Koti Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai, Bol Prabhuji Dhanvatanam,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji Dhanvatanam,
Prabhuji Dhanvatanam, Prabhuji Dhanvatanam, Prabhuji Dhanvatanam,